This Minnesota Sports Report is powered by the Minnesota DNR, who reminds you to use caution and check burning restrictions this spring to prevent unintentional wildfires.
For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Twins doubled up the Tigers last night in Detroit. 6-3 was the final score. Byron Buxton cranked his 20th homer of the season, a three-run shot in the fifth, but it was Royce Lewis that started the scoring.
3-1 on the way. Swung on, a hit high in the air for Royce. Long fly ball to deep left field. It's 50 for Royce. His 50th career home run clears the bullpens, and the Twins lead 1-0. Welcome back.
The whole game, I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm just getting my swings off, swinging at good pitches. I'm being selective up there. It's nice.
That's Royce Lewis. The win stops a three-game losing streak. In the NBA last night, what a game it was in New York.
Caught by Castle. Dropped by Castle. His shot is blocked by Hart. And the New York Knicks just pulled off the biggest comeback win in NBA Finals history. From down 29, they take a 3-1 series lead, stunning the Spurs 107-106.
Tyler Murray with the final call on the MSG Radio Network. Game 5 is Saturday night in San Antonio. The Knicks looking for their first title since 1973. Vikings are in their final day of mandatory minicamp. Guys continuing to get familiar with each other, including safety Josh Metellus. He's played against quarterback Kyler Murray. Now he's a teammate.
You know, trying to tell the rookies how fast he is and, you know, how dynamic of a player he is and how much, you know, that changes, you know, how we play on the defense. And, to see a guy like that, you know, a guy we prepare for, you know, try to figure out ways to stop him using his feet and throwing the ball. And then, to have him in the building is just, you know, kind of crazy. But, he's definitely a hard player to prepare for.
Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.